Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Nuance Needed. Sam and I really hope that you enjoyed the episode on Tuesday with Amanda's Mile Takes. I am on vacation this week, which is why Sam interviewed Amanda. And also, Sam is actually going to be doing this episode. We know that the episode on Tuesday was heavy on politics specifically and not quite as heavy on mental health. So we wanted to give you this quick little episode that will give you some like really great tools that you can start implementing in your own life. All right, I'll see you next week.
Hi, welcome back to Pep Talks with Sam. Today we are going to be talking about the concept of messy consistency. Now, this is a concept that I myself have really had to embed into my own life as someone who is prone to people-pleasing, perfectionism, and being way too hard on myself and having completely unrealistic expectations for what I can and cannot get done. When I talk about the idea of messy consistency, it is rooted in the idea of combating perfectionism. Right? So a lot of times perfectionism tends to show itself most, I mean, really in all facets of our life, right? But it shows up more often than not when there's things that we need to do, things that we need to work on, something that has a deadline, something that has a due date, something that somebody needs, a project, an assignment, something that we agreed to help a friend with, something that we decided to do. Honestly, the list is endless. It also gets wrapped up in how we see ourselves and the types of things that we want to be working on, the type of life that we want to be living, just this general sense of what we do with our day, the responsibilities that fill our day. And so a lot of people that I've worked with or people that I see online on social media kind of have this idea that there has to be all of this planning beforehand. That they have to lay out this whole plan before they do anything, and that they need to have all of the pieces together, and they need to know everything that they're going to do and how they're going to do it and exactly the right way to do it before they take any action. Now, the issue with this is there are a million steps in between where you can get trapped in analysis paralysis, where you just analyze, information gather. And what ends up happening is you never really do anything. Or what does get done, you're often really hard on yourself about because you don't see it as good enough. You look at all of the ways that it could have been better, you should have done it better. It just doesn't meet this need, this threshold of perfection that you're trying to get to. And so when we're talking about messy consistency, what we're talking about is just showing up every day and doing things even though we don't have all of the answers around it. So to give you a personal example, how I have had to learn how to approach the podcast, how I've had to approach social media, how I've had to approach, you know, building out my client list and those sorts of things. What I realized is I was getting completely trapped in trying to predict the content people wanted. I was trying to overanalyze posts that performed really well and say, okay, I think people want it if I talk about this. And I was like, okay, if I have all these stats and all this information and all of the right way to do this, I'll be able to like perfectly capture the algorithm. If you're just listening, I just eye rolled so hard. My eyes popped out of my head at myself because it's not possible. It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. You cannot analyze your way to the place you want to get to. It's just not possible. What has to happen is you just have to start doing things. And so what I started doing was I just started posting and talking about things that mattered to me. Now, what I did focus on was what I could control, which is I refined how I presented that information. I made sure that when I spoke about something, it feels authentic, it feels natural, and I just show up imperfectly. I don't always have the glossiest posts. I don't always have the best posts. I don't always have the perfect clap back take on the podcast. I sometimes take time to weigh things out and explain things in a way that feels valid to where I'm at and what my thoughts are. And based off of taking those messy, imperfect steps, I've built and I've built and I've built, and I continue to build. And I continue to work on my platforms and hone how we grow the podcast and how we go about doing that and strategies. I just try things. I just do things. And now I think the combating thought I'll get from some of you is, well, I wish I couldn't care that way, right? Like I wish I just didn't have to care and I could just do it. Oh, I care a lot. I care a lot about things. And I care a lot about what I commit myself to. And as a result, I've realized that I would rather show up consistently, building strong roots with slow growth, and have it be a messy journey filled with opportunities for me to learn and figure out how to not stub my toe as hard next time, than be stuck in the same space forever, constantly waiting for the right information to make me feel motivated and wind up in the same space year after year after year, confused as to why I'm not making any progress. And so when I'm talking about messy consistency, I am talking about you showing up for your life in a way that feels authentic and valid to you and taking action with the best information you have in the moment. And this can truly be applied to anything in your life, anything that you want to do. I don't care what it's related to. But to just do something, if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling stagnant, literally do anything. And then when that thing doesn't work, you just do something different and you try a different approach. Now, I also understand this takes a bit of a mindset shift away from the idea of short sprints and hard bursts of energy to practicing a marathon mindset. The mindset that you would rather use little tiny bits of energy frequently in order to get where you want to go. Because also with this idea of messy consistency, when we apply it to like our weekly schedules, what we're talking about as well is saying on Sunday night, which I talk about people doing this all the time, which is the weekly check-in. It's where you were to sit down and you look at your week and you look at everything you need to get done. But then you also look at the obligations you have, right? So whether that's work, appointments, events, if you have kids, their sporting events, right? You lay all of that out and you look at the to-do list that you have and you look at what your days look like and you say to yourself, okay, Monday is wall-to-wall appointments. That might not be the day to tackle organizing the closet, right? Or that might not be the day to like choose to show up for my friend who's going through a hard time because I know that I will have been spent by the end of the day. So because I know this week I want to show up for my friend who's having a hard time, I'm going to do that on Wednesday and carve out the time for that because that is a lighter day for me. So I know I will be able to show up in a more available emotional space, right? Do you see how none of this is about saying, well, I have to have the whole day off so that I can be present for them and that I can do this. And I have to be able to do everything on Monday because I like getting everything done on Monday. No. This is about you saying, I want to show up for myself. I want to show up for my own life. I have a lot that needs to get done. So I am going to do my best to honor it from the reality of what my energy level is and still working towards getting done the things that are important to me, but being realistic about that middle part. Now, this is something that I am constantly working on and adapting to. And really, if we drill down to the root of this, I'm asking you to show up for your own life. To be willing to commit to the things that are important to you and get them done in any way, even if it's messy, even if it's different than we thought it was going to be, even if the outcome is different than what we expected, we still did it. It still got done. And those little small wins, those little moments where you just consistently show up, even when it's not perfect, even when it falls short of what you were hoping that you could get done that day, every single one of those things continue to build your confidence and help you flex that muscle of showing up for yourself more often. So, long story short, let's practice some messy consistency and let's be willing to challenge these insane standards that we have for ourselves, these completely unrealistic expectations for how we think we should be showing up. Okay? I believe in you. I know you can do this because I'm doing it too. And if I can do it, I promise you can do it. I'll see you next week.